We can finish Klal Yud Dalet, and we're touching on some points with the Chayyim did not clarify. So he's talking about the scenarios where there's not Schida Deraisa because the water is not actually absorbed, but it's just trapped. So another example, this would be a toothbrush. So the nylon bristles do not absorb the liquid. They just trap it between themselves. That's going to be Asim and Rabbanon. The same way Schita by hairs are also. Now, in this situation, many times a person is squeezing out the water. Part of the person, if a person wets the toothbrush beforehand, they want the water to come out as part of the cleansing process of their mouth. So you can't say the second argument that it's the water is halach liibud, the water is being used for cleansing purposes, even though after the cleansing purposes it'll go liibud. That's not called halach liibud. It's going to be used. There is a second argument that this is the drabonon, because we already mentioned that the Melach Abdash only applies to Gedulei Karka. And Schita, as it's told, only applies to Gedulei Karka. And nylon, the toothbrush, the material which the toothbrush is made out of, the hairs of the toothbrush are made out of, is a nylon type of a material, which will not be subject to the Din of Dash or Schita Midaraisa. So it's two rabbanans, but it's still Aser for a person to use a toothbrush which traps the liquid. This is talking about using the toothbrush by adding some liquid onto it and then using it in one's mouth. Using toothpaste comes with another set of issues of smoothing the toothpaste onto one's teeth, which is the malacha of mimareach. If a person wants to take a dry toothbrush and brush their teeth, so there's no schita involved over there. Any saliva which is absorbed as one is brushing one's mouth, the person has no interest at all in that liquid which comes out. It's not a liquid which is saved. So we would not have a sister of the concern of squeezing that out. So starting with a dry toothbrush is going to be mutter. However, the Magen Rambam says that because of this concern of confusing this with certain malachas, one has to have a designated Shabbos brush. A person should not use the same one that he uses for the weekdays. See, even if it's not going to be unique in its form, the way it's shaped, etc., but it has to be designated and specifically only used on Shabbos. So using a dry toothbrush without toothpaste and without any water would be permitted to do so. Even if a person wants to put some mouthwash into their mouth beforehand and then put the toothbrush in, again, the one is not wetting the toothbrush and then putting the toothbrush into one's mouth, that's not going to be usher, assuming that one is using a special toothbrush because of Shabbos. This is the opinion of the Magen Rambam, that has to be a special toothbrush, and the Mishnah Berurah follows that as well. The last concern which comes with brushing one's teeth is the concern of causing one's gums to bleed. If a person does not brush regularly, or some people, because of the condition of their mouth, sometimes by brushing or flossing, their gums start to bleed. So if it's not a secretion for that purpose, one is allowed to brush their teeth or floss their teeth, because it's not a secretion that they're going to be causing a chibura. However, if it is a secretion that one is causing a chibura, a person has a condition in their mouth which means that they bleed easily, or whatever reason that might be, so that they know for sure they're going to bleed. So it's a secretion, albeit a secretion. It's lo nichale, person not interested in bleeding, but it's a secretion. So that's going to be also, since it's going to be vital, the person is going to do so. So a person in that situation would have to try and brush gently with the intention that since he does it gently, it's not obsecration that's going to cause bleeding. If even that would cause bleeding, he would have the problem of using a toothbrush on Shabbos. Okay, we'll talk about a few more things about Hashem in the upcoming shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.